Today's daf is Brachos daf Yud Beis. We left off. We actually got to the two dots on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I mentioned I wanted to quickly go over the Tosos and daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara had discussed the idea that Ahava Rabba can count as a Birchas HaTorah. That if a person didn't say Birchas HaTorah, but they said Ahava Rabba, the Ahava Rabba would pater Birchas HaTorah. So Tosos quotes Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says Shekvar Niftar Ba'Ahava Rabba Vuhu Sheshana Alasar. That's only if you learn right away, that right away after you say the Kriya Shema, you will learn right away. Otherwise, Ahava Rabba won't count as Birchas HaTorah. So Frek Tosos V'Nishala Rav Rabbeinu Yitzchak Gon Anu Sheino Nolom De Miyal De Achat Tzvil Sashachar Shona Trudu Maholchum Kach Belo Limurad Emtsa Hayom O Yoser. He says, what about people who Nebuch don't learn right away after Birchas HaShachar, and they have to go to work, and it's almost till lunchtime till they learn, or sometimes even more than that. So then, how does that work out? Why don't people say Birchas Torah again when they learn? They've been working for hours, and shouldn't that be a hefsik between the bracha they said in the morning and the learning that they're doing now? So Tosfos says, first possibility is maybe we don't pass like that Yerushalmi, that you have to learn right after Birchas Torah. Second possibility, he says, is that maybe that's only by Ahava Rabba, since Ahava Rabba Be'ikr isn't really Birchas Torah, you're just using it as Birchas Torah, maybe then you need to learn right away. But if you're actually saying the real Birchas Torah, then maybe there's no requirement to learn right away. But then Tosfos asks a fundamental question. He says, Vim Tomar, Mai Shnami Sukkah Shetzorich Levarech Al Kol Suda Usuda Leisha B'Sukkah. Why should Birchas HaTorah be any different than a Birchas HaMitzvah, like, for instance, the bracha Leishiv Basukah? Every time you go into the sukkah, you make a new bracha of Leishiv Basukah. So why is it by Torah that we don't make a new bracha of Birchas HaTorah every single time a person sits down to learn Torah? Says Tosfos, answer number one, V'yesh lomer d'shayni Torah she'inu miyayish daito d'kol sha'a adu m'chuyuv l'lmod. As opposed to sukkah, where when you leave your sukkah, you're not in your sukkah, and you have no shaychus whatsoever to the mitzvah of sukkah, in Torah, no matter what you're doing the entire day, you're never miyayish daito min haTorah. That no matter what's going on in a person's life, he's chayiv to learn at every single moment, v'yigisa bo yomam v'layla, and therefore it's ki'ilu there's no hefsik. Probably what you have to add in is not just that it's ki'ilu there's no hefsik, but since a person's life is governed by Torah, every decision that he makes is in some way governed by Torah or by halacha, so Torah is always at the forefront of his mind, and therefore, it's not going to be a hefsek. Then once he discusses the issue of sukkah, Fractosos Imtom Neimai Inonim Varchon Lishon B'Sukkah. Why is it that we don't make a bracha of going to sleep in the sukkah? We only make a bracha of Leishon B'Sukkah when we're going to eat in the sukkah. But isn't the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah to live in the sukkah, not to eat in the sukkah? So aren't we living in the sukkah? Not only that, it's a greater chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah than it is to eat in the sukkah. And achilas arai you're allowed to do outside of the sukkah. Shinas arai you're not allowed to do outside of the sukkah. So why is it that there's no bracha of sleeping in the sukkah? Tosfos says two answers. Number one, v'yesh lomer de bracha la de achila shem bracha leishiv potarto. Maybe the bracha we make on the achila, the leishiv b'sukkah, you make on the achila b'sukkah, paters sleeping in the sukkah. But if that were the case, then if you left after eating before sleeping, l'chorot should require a new bracha, the bracha should not pater it. Say, inami mishum shema lo yishan vave bracha levatala. Shariyein biyadolishan kol shah shiyirta. Tosfos says, maybe it's because you won't always have the ability to fall asleep. Eating is completely within your control. You decide when you're going to eat, and then you eat, and that's fine. So since it's completely within your control, you can make a bracha on achila b'sukkah. But to make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah, maybe since it's not within your control, meaning it's people who want to fall asleep don't always have an easy time falling asleep, so there's a chashash bracha levatala, and that's why you don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Says the Maritz Chayis in the back of the Gemara, Nir be'enai, afal gav de kaimelon de mevarchna mapil al-sheinu, v'gam kein yesh chashasha shemelo yishan. Ask the Maritz Chayis, wait a second. If you can't make a bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah because we're afraid you might not be able to fall asleep, how do we make a bracha of Hamapil? The Gemara later on in the Masechta says you're supposed to make a bracha of Hamapil. Shouldn't you be afraid that you can't fall asleep? And if you won't fall asleep, it will turn out to be a bracha of Atala? He says, Shaini hasam da bracha al teva hashena asher nasan Hashem lekol yitzur echeled ve'afal gav de lo yoshan ata. He says, the bracha of Hamapil is not a bracha on the act of sleeping that I'm about to do. The bracha of Hamapil is a bircha HaShevach V'Hodah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this concept called sleep. And really, technically, HaMapil could be said at any point during the day, whether you're sleeping or not. It's just that in general, the Birch HaShevach V'Hodah, we say the bracha when we're experiencing that Shevach. But it's not necessarily directly connected to any specific action that we take or don't take. And therefore, the bracha of HaMapil is not a bracha levatala, even if the person never ends up falling asleep. This is in contrast to what the Mishnah Berurah writes. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is not supposed to speak after saying Hamapil before going to sleep, because it's going to be a hefsek between the bracha and the sleeping. So the Maritz Chayes would understand, what do you mean a hefsek? I'm not making the bracha on sleeping. I'm making a bracha. Birch Shevach Vada, Takarush Baruch Hu. As Tzitz Eliezer writes in the Shuvah, a person has to go to the bathroom. Can you say Asher Yatzar after you already said Hamapil? So he says, like the Maritz Chayes, he says, yeah, that it's a birch Shevach Vada. And he quotes a whole group of achronim that assume, not like the Mishnah Berurah, that assume like the Maritz Chayes, that it's Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara now. We're at the two dots on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, about 7-8 lines in. So says the Gemara, we had mentioned yesterday that part of the wake-up process in the Beis HaMikdash was that they would say one of the Birchas Kriya Shema, and then they would go on to say several different passages, the actual Kriya Shema, as well as several other passages. So one of the things that they would say was the current first thing they would say is Aseres Hadibros. Some Rabbi Dama Shmuel Af Bigvulin Bikshu Likros Kain, that even outside of the Mikdash they wanted to make a takana that we should also say all of these passages, including the Aseres Hadibros. El Shekvar Bitlu Mipnei Tarumas Haminin, but they decided to be mevatel that idea because of Tarumas Haminin. What's Tarumas Haminin? So says Rashi, Shlo Yomru La Ame Haare. It's Ein Shar Torah Emes V'Teidu She'Ein Korin El Mashal Mar Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Shamu Mipiv V'Sinai Haminin Akum. So Rashi seems to say, who are the Minim? Goyim. That's not normally how we translate Minim. Normally we translate Minim as apostate Jews, right? So Rashi translates it over here as Akum, that they're going to tell the Jewish people that the only part of Torah that's really Min HaShemayim is the Aseres HaDibros, and Haraya, that's the part that you read. The why else would you single out Aseres HaDibros of all of Torah to read? So they're going to try to convince us that's the only part that's Min HaShemayim, and they're going to spread this out courses. In the earlier editions of Rashi, I think it says it over here on the side of my Gemara, B'dfus Yashan, it doesn't say that Haminin Akum, Rashi doesn't say Akum, rather he says Talmidei Yeshu. This was an example of censorship, that the Talmidei Yeshu were the ones. Why would an Akum, an Ovid Chavim, start telling us about Torah Min HaShemayim? No, it's Talmidei Yeshu who were starting this massive movement to move us away from the authority of the Old Testament, etc. So that's what the concern was, but that was censored out for obvious reasons. But anyway, that's the concern of Tarumas Haminin. There is a very well-known Tshuvas HaRambam, where the Rambam writes in Simon Mem Vav in the Tshuva, that's why he says it's a bad idea, not just a bad idea, the Rambam holds Aser to stand for the Aseres HaDibros in Kriyas HaTorah. That the rest of Kriyas HaTorah you're going to sit, and then you stand Dafka for Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam says, Tarumas Haminin, what do you mean? That gives the impression that Aseres HaDibros is more Torah than the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula is Torah. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Aleph lists Aseres HaDibros as one of the things that are Tov Lomar each and every day. It's a good thing to say over Aseres HaDibros each and every day. The Rambam points out, we say it be Yachid, but we don't make it part of communal davening. That Aseres HaDibros does not become part of communal davening because that's a Tarumas Haminim issue, like the Gemara says. So what do we do with this Rambam? Most shuls do have the minhag that we stand for Aseres HaDibros. How we? What about the Rambam's point that it seems to be an issue of Tarumas Haminim? So there are several approaches. Rav Shturmbach in Tshuvas Van Hagel's Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Mem Dalet says that maybe it's only a problem by davening because you're only going to be saying that. I mean, you're only going to be saying these select passages. But by laning, where you're going to be laning everything, and it's just about your physical position while you're laning, are you standing, are you sitting, maybe that's not nearly as big a deal as saying certain things and not saying other things. So that's Rav Shurmach's suggestion. He also suggests that if we start standing, and this is what most shuls do, if we start standing a little bit before the Aseres HaDibros, then it would be okay according to everybody. Rav Avadya Yosef in Yichav Adas Chelik Vav Simen Samaches points out that I'm actually not sure. I didn't look it up before whether it's Samaches or Ches. I'm just looking at my notes. I wrote Samach Gash Ches. I don't know. I have to look it up. But Ravadia writes in the Tshuva that he passes like the Rambam. You should not stand for Aseres Dibros at all. But if you're in a shul where everybody's standing for Aseres Dibros, and it's going to be an issue of Los Eskol to do, that you're going to look funny when you're not standing for Aseres Dibros, he says then you should stand a few psukim earlier, because at least that will be less of an issue. So even Ravadia is willing to be masking that might help to stand a few psukim earlier and a few psukim later. Rav Moshe, the Tshuva Nor Chaim Chel Dal, Simul Chav Beis, writes that no, for us it's not a problem to stand for Aseres Dibros, because it's not only Aseres Dibros that we stand for. We stand for Az Yashir also. As long as you can stand for other parts of the Torah also, and it's not only Aseres Dibros you single out, then you don't have to worry about Terumas Aminim. Rav Salvechik, I think in the Mesorah Journal, they printed B'Shem Rav Salvechik, that when the Torah is lained B'Tam Elyon, meaning when the Aseres Dibros is lained B'Tam Elyon, what's the difference between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton? Two sets of truck for Aseres Dibros. So when it's done B'Tam Elyon, we're reading it B'Torah's Dibros, meaning the Sof Pasuk is not at the end of the Pesukim. The Sof Pasuk is at the end of each of the Aseres HaDibros. So we're reading it B'Torah's Dibros. When we use Tam Tachton, we're reading it B'Torah's Pesukim, as Pesukim in the Torah. So since we lay in B'Tam Elyon, even the problem, there would, even if you hold that normally it would be a problem to single out Aseres Dibros, there would be no problem of standing if you're laying a B'Tam Elyon. Because if you're laying a B'Torah's Dibros, it's clear why you're laying a B'Tam, why you're standing. You're standing to reenact Kabbalah Satorah. B'Tam Elyon, you're trying to show that this is what the Kabbalah Satorah experience was. So we're standing to reenact Kabbalah Satorah. The Rambam's problem was if you're going to lay B'Tam Tachton, B'Torah's Psukim. As Psukim, these are no different than any other Psukim in the Torah. To elevate them above any other Psukim in the Torah, that's a problem of Terumas Aminim, says the Rambam. That's why you can't stand. This is the Rambam L'shitasa. The Rambam holds that we're supposed to lay in B'Tam Tachton. So because the Rambam holds he's supposed to lay in B'Tam Tachton, that's why he has a problem standing. Why is our minhag that we do stand, says Rav Salvechik? Because we lay in it B'Tam Elyon. So we're reenacting Kabbalah Satorah. So B'Tam Elyon would not be a problem. He says that's why our minhag is against the Magen Avraham. It's in Tav Tzadi Dalid. The Magen Avraham says to lay in B'Tam Tachton during the year, B'Tam Elyon on Shavuos. So if that's going to be the case, it would turn out if you held like the Magen Avraham, you'd be allowed to stand on Shavuos, where it makes sense. You're reenacting Kabbalah Satorah during the rest of the year. It's just part of Kriya Satorah. B'Tam Tachton, you would have to sit. But the Rambam holds we always lay in a B'Tam Tachton. That's why the Rambam was so against standing for our Aseres Dibros, because B'Torah's Psukim, you cannot raise them above the rest of the Torah. But if we lay in B'Tam Elyon, we're just replicating what we did at Har Sinai. Says Gemara Vayter. Now, Tanya Nami Halchi, Rabbi Nosson Omer, B'Gvul and B'Kshul L'Kros, Kena L'Shagvar B'Tlam B'Nei Torah M'Suminim. And we have the same idea in Braisa that says that we wanted to establish this reading outside of the Mikdash, but they realized it's going to be Torah M'Suminim. Rabbi Bar Barchana Savar L'Mekve Inu B'Sura. Rabbi Bar Barchana wanted to establish this minhag in Surah. Amar Rav Chista Kvar B'Tlam B'Nei Torah Haminim. So Rav Chista had to correct him and say, no, we're not allowed to do that. Amemar Savar L'Mekvinu B'Nar Da. Amar Rav Ashi Kvar B'Tlam B'Nei Torah M'Suminim. That at different times in history, different Gedolei Yisrael thought of this idea of using the Beis Hamikdash as a model of what we should and should not read, but each time they were rejected based on the concept of Torah M'Suminim. U'B'Shabbos Mosifin Bracha Achas Mishmar Yotzeh. We then mentioned that one additional bracha they said on Shabbos corresponding to the Mishmar Yotzeh, that the outgoing group of Kohanim who had worked in the Beis Hamikdash that week received a special bracha. My bracha Achas, what was this special bracha that the Mishmar Yotzeh received? Amr B'Chelbo Mishmar Yotzeh Omer L'Mishmar Nichnas Misha Shachan Hashmo B'Bayis Hazeh, and not received, gave. The Mishmar Yotzeh would give this bracha to the Mishmar Nichnas, that Misha Shachan Hashmo B'Bayis Hazeh Hu Yashkin Beinechem Av of Yachve V'Shalom V'Reyos. That the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who puts his name on this bias, who rests his name on this house, should make Ava Achva Shalom V'Reyos amongst you. That apparently that was the most important bracha. Very fascinating. Of all the things to be mevarich, I would be mevarich then that your avoda should go well, that the karbani you should know how to do all of the avodas, how to do the zrikas and how to do the shchitas and everything else and the kabbalah and the halacha and to. But what does he bless them with? What are they blessed with every week? Shalom, that they should have shalom. That's part of that's fundamentally part of what the Kohen represents. That the Kohen is supposed to represent the ability to enhance shalom in Klal Yisrael. So through their avoda, that's what they do, but they have to have shalom between them as well. it could probably get somewhat competitive in terms of who gets to do which avodas as well. And there may be some bitterness when some people get to do and others don't, because these mishmaros were fairly large. Not everybody got to do as much as they wanted to do, probably. So probably they needed an extra bracha of shalom for that as well. Makom shamar laharuch. The mission then went on to say that if there's a bracha arucha, you're not supposed to make it into a bracha ktsara and vice versa. So now the Gemara just points out pshita. The following halach is going to be obvious. Heicha denakat kasa dechamra. If a denakat kasa dechamra biyadei. If a person is holding a cup of wine in his hand, v'kasavar deshichrahu, and he thought that it was beer. So he thought that he's holding something that requires a shakol niyabedvaro, but he's really holding something that requires a bar priagafen. So a pasuk mvarach adaita deshichrahu. He starts to say the bracha, thinking that it's really beer, v'siyem b'dechamra. But then he realizes halfway through the bracha, he says, Baruch Shem Elkeinu Melech Olam, thinking that it's beer, thinking he's going to finish off Shakol Ni'a B'dvaro. Then he looks down, he sees it's wine, so he says, oh, Bar Priya Gafen. So he finishes off the bracha, Bar Priya Gafen. Yatza, that you're for sure Yotze. Why? Di'inami Yimamar Shakol Ni'a B'dvaro, Yatza. Because even if he would have finished off with Shakol, he would have been Yotze. So, Da'atnan, Al-Kulam Yimamar Shakol Ni'a B'dvaro, Yatza, because we know that anything that you say Shakol Ni'a B'dvaro on, you're going to be Yotze. So that's obviously fine. So that's Pashut. Elahecha de Kanak Rikasa de Shikra Biyadeh. But what if a person is holding a cup of beer in his hand? V'kasavar de Chamra, and he thinks that it's wine, de Chamrahu, Pasuk Baruch Adayta de Chamra. So he starts saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, thinking that he's going to finish off Baruch Priyagathen, V'siyem B'de Shikra, but instead he looks down, realizes it's beer, and therefore adjusts the end of the bracha to be Shakol Ni'a B'dvaro. My, what's the din in that case? Basar Iker Bracha Azlinon, Basar Chasim Azlinon. Should we go with what he had in mind in the first half of the Bracha? And in the first half of the Bracha, he was thinking Shahakol, even though the words were Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam are the same words, but he was thinking Shahakol, so maybe that should ruin his Bracha. Or do we go with what he said at the end of the Bracha? He said, Bar Priya Gafen, so he got it right at the end. So what difference does it make? Or I said it the wrong way around, the other way around. That he was thinking Bar Priya Gafen at first, and therefore it's a problem? Or no, he finished off correctly, Shakol Ni'a B'dvaro, which is what he was supposed to finish off on beer, so therefore it's going to be fine. So says the Gemara Tashma, we'll bring a raya. Shachris Pasach B'Yotzerar V'Siyim B'Marav Aravim Lo Yatzef. During Shachris, a person starts the bracha with Yotzerar, but finishes off with Marav Aravim, he's not Yotzei. Pasach B'Marav Aravim V'Siyim B'Yotzerar Yatzef. He starts with Marav Aravim, and he finishes off correctly with Yotzerar in Shachris, so he's going to be Yotzei. Arvis pasuk marav aravim v'siyim biyotzerar lo yatzef. At mariv, he starts correctly, finishes incorrectly, not yotzei. Pasuk biyotzerar v'siyim marav aravim yatzef. He starts at mariv incorrectly and is mesayim with marav aravim correctly, he's going to be yotzei. Kol shadavar kol halich achar chasum. As long as you finish off the bracha, okay, that's good enough. So in our case, where the person started the bracha incorrectly, but finished it off correctly, so good, it should be fine. In our case, it would seem to be even better, because he didn't really start off incorrectly. He said the right words. He just started off with the wrong kavana. It was all in his brain. So it seemed to be even better. Of course he should be Yotzei. Says Gemara, no, not a raya. Shiny hasam dekamar baruch yotzer ha-ma'oros. No, over there, by the birchus kriyashma, you finish off with the baruch. So you do say a separate baruch with the right intention in mind. I mean, just because you started the bracha wrong, that was the beginning of the bracha, but at the end of the bracha you have another baruch. So since you have another baruch at the end of the bracha, that salvages the entire bracha. Whereas when you're saying a baruch atah Hashem elkeinu melech olam shakol ni'a b'dvaro, if when you were saying the baruch atah Hashem elkeinu melech olam, you were thinking baruch priya gafen, and that's invalid. Shakol ni'a b'dvaro doesn't have its own baruch, so therefore it's not going to work. Says Gemara, honey, chol Rav damar kol bracha shein v'askar sashem ena bracha shapir. So that's very good if you assume like Rav, who says that that any bracha that doesn't have askar sashem is not a good bracha. So that's why you need. That's why we understand this distinction very well. That if you're going to end off with the separate bracha to Hashem, that makes it different than when you don't end off with the separate bracha to Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan damar kol bracha shein b'malchus ena bracha ma'ika lemeimar. But if you hold that you need Elokeinu Melech Haolam as a critical part of the bracha, then what are you going to say? Then it seems that we have a clear raya. So says because we do end up with a baruch, but not with another elkeinu melech olam. So you have baruch atah Hashem yotzer ha-maros, but not elkeinu melech olam. Elkeinu damar rabba barula kidei lahaskir midas yom b'layla midas layla b'yom ki kamar brachu malchus meikara travayu kamar. No, but remember what we said yesterday in Tapi Ralvan Beis, that even in the morning kriyashma you have to mention the themes of night, and even in the nighttime kriyashma you have to mention the themes of morning. So now I understand that when you say the Shemu Malchus at the beginning, even though you were, let's say it's nighttime and you started off with the Yotzarar, but it was going on both themes. So therefore, it's going to, that Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam will work on the entire bracha. So bottom line is, we have not yet proven what the halacha is going to be in our case, where you're holding the cup of beer, you started saying Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking Bar Pri Hagafen, and then you finished off with Shakol Ni'ab Devaru. So Tashma, another raya. Misefa, Klolish al Davra Kololich Achar Achasum. Forget about the specific halacha of Birchas Kriya Shema. We finished off by saying, and the klal is that only the end of the bracha matters. So that should be miyashiv our question. That should answer our question very easily, that only the end matters. Klal shadavar lasuyimai. What are we trying to include when we say klal shadavar? Lav lasuyi hadamran. Aren't we coming to deal with exactly our issue, exactly our question of the cup of beer that you thought was wine? So says Gemara, no. Lo lasuyi naham v'timri. No, we're coming to deal with the case of bread and dates. Hey Chidami, what's the case? If you're eating bread and you thought it was dates, and you started making the bracha thinking that it's dates, and then you messiah, you saved yourself in the end, and you said the right end of the bracha, well, that's exactly our shaila. So then what do you mean? It's coming to include something else. That's exactly our question. So no, the case is the opposite. You were eating timri, you were eating dates, and you thought it was bread. So you started off the bracha thinking that you can say amotzi lechem in aretz v'siyem b'detimri, but then you caught yourself and you finished off properly for the bracha on days where priya eats. So yatzer, you yotze. Why? Tafilu siyem b'denama nami yatzer. Because even if you would have finished off with bread, with the bracha on bread, you would have been yotze. How could you have been yotze if you would have finished off amotzi lechem in aretz and ate a date? My time with the timri nami mezen zayne. Timri is also mezen zayne. It's also nourishes a person, and therefore it would have that bracha, the same bracha would have worked. So that does not answer our shaila. So essentially, we just hit the two dots. The Gemara asked the shaila. The Gemara tried twice to answer it. The Gemara did not come to any conclusion at the end of the day how to actually answer this shaila. It's left as in the Baya Delov Shita. It's left as an unresolved question. So the Tosfos quotes from other Rishonim that since Lo of Shita Bayan Azlin Lakula, we go Lakula and Pasuk with the Chaim Vsiyim D'Shichra Yuyatza. Since we don't have any clear answer in the Gemara, so we have the right to go Lakula based on the idea that Savik Brachos Lahakel, that you can always assume Savik Brachos Lahakel. There is a Rabbi Kivager says no, you can't say Savik Brachos Lahakel on Birch Sananin, because Birch Sananin is a Savik Zela. Why is it that you have to make a Brach before you eat food? Because the pasuk is stirim psukim. One pasuk says Hashem aretzum loa. The other pasuk says aretz nasan levnei adam. One pasuk says the whole world belongs to Hashem. The other one says no, haaretz nasan levnei adam. Aretz belongs to us. So Gemara says kan kodem bracha kan liacha bracha. Before a bracha belongs to Hashem, and then the bracha is matir the food. The bracha makes the food ours. If we don't make a bracha, so then it's ki'ilu ma'al. We're stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A suffik zela, you can't just go l'kula. You have to go l'chomer and suffik zela. That's sort of Kivager's point. But regardless, the Tosfos asks a different question over here. What's the Gemara's whole shaila? That if you started off thinking the wrong bracha, then you finished off saying the right bracha, are you yotzei? Frak Tosfos, what about mitzvah sein tzrichus kavana? If you hold mitzvah sein tzrichus kavana, why does it matter that you started off thinking the wrong bracha? You don't need to have the right kavana anyway. So Rabbeinu Yonah's mechalik, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that even if you hold mitzvah sein tzrichus kavana, that's only by something that has a maisa involved, like Natilas Lulav, where Mida Agbe Nafakbe, the second you pick it up, you yotze. But by a mitzvah that's telling an Amira Bilvad, by a mitzvah that the whole mitzvah is just words, like a bracha, then everyone would agree mitzvah Srichos Kavana, and that's why our Gemara has a real Shaila. The Bach is Metama on the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, what are you talking about? If you look at the beginning of the second paragraph of Brachos, where we discuss the issue of mitzvah Srichos Kavana, the Gemara discusses it in the context of Kriya Shema. And that's all about Dibur. And yet we discussed Tzrichos Kavana, ain't Tzrichos Kavana. What do you mean? Kuliyam lo pligi by Kriya Shema. You see, Beferish that it applies by Dibur. So it could be the Rav Shachter quotes in his very first simon in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi that from the Tshuvas Ben Hayamin, who writes that the Rabbeinu Yonah means dafka by a bracha, it's a suffix, not by other mitzvahs of Amira. That it's dafka by a bracha, where we would say that vaday mitzvahs, that mitzvahs are Tzrichos Kavana, not by other brachas of Amira. Nira. Now, what's the biur of the chiluk over here? So Rav Shachter explains there's a Gemara later on, Chavav and Beis, that if a person makes a mistake and doesn't have mincha and Shabbos, he's mispalel b'motzai Shabbos shtayim shalchol, 2 weekday Shmoneh Esrei's motzai Shabbos, and he makes Havdalah in the first one, not in the second one. If he makes Havdalah in the second one and didn't make Havdalah in the first one, then the second one counts, the first one does not count. So Frek the Gemara, wait, just because he didn't make Havdalah in the first one, it's as if he didn't daven. Why shouldn't that the first Shmoneh Esrei count? If you skip Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei and Motzai Shabbos, you skip the extra bracha of Havdalah, you should be Yotzei in Machzirin also. That's generally the halacha. So, because you could still say Havdalah al Hakos. So the Rashba over there says that even though the Gemara leaves it as a kasha, it's not really such a kasha. It could be answered very easily. Says the Rashba, the reason why you're not Yotzei the first one is since you did say Havdalah in the second Shmoneh Esrei, you're Megala Das that the first Shmoneh Esrei you were trying to do as Tashlumin, and the second one you were trying to do as Yerchova. In a chinami, if you have one Shmoneh Esrei Matzai Shabbos, you don't say Havdalah, you're Yotzei. But by saying Havdalah in the second one, you're showing that the second one is really your Marav Shmoneh Esrei, and your first one is your Shmoneh Esrei for missing Mincha. So that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't make up the Tashlumin before you do the Chova. The Chova always has to come first. So essentially what the Rashba is saying is that since the Nusach of all the Shmoneh Esreis is the same Nusach, what's the Koveya of the Shem Tefillah, whether this is a Shachris, a Mincha, a Mariv, the Kavanas HaGavra is the Koveya. Your Kavanas Koveya, whether this is called a Mincha, a Mariv, or whatever. So says Rav Shachter, based on that, we can understand very well our Gemara. Our Gemara is Safik possibly the Chamer V'Siyim B'Deshichra, by Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, where the Nusach is the same by all the Tefillahs, so then it's Pashut that the Kavanas HaGavra is going to be Koveya the Shem Tefillah. What about other brachos, where each bracha has its own chasima, its own separate bar priagafen, shakol niyabidvaro, has its own separate chasima? That's the Gemara Safik. What's koveya the shame of the bracha? Do we say even by other brachos, the kavanas hagavra mevarech is koveya whether this bracha is a shahakol or it's a bar priagafen, that my kavana is going to be koveya what the nature of this bracha is, that when I say the shame umalchus, the kavana is going to be koveya the shame shal bracha, it's a shahakol or bar priagafen, and if at the beginning of the bracha I planned on saying bar priagafen, so I just called this bracha bar priagafen, and therefore when at the end I'm misayim shahakol, it's not a good bracha because it's a half a bar priagafen and a half a shahakol, because a chatzi bracha doesn't work. Or do you say no, since the nusach of the bracha is different, the nusach of the bracha is going to be the koveya, so what I say when I say baruch Hashem elkeinu melech haolam doesn't matter, because it's not, my kavanah is not going to be koveya, whatever I have in mind at that point is not the koveya anyway, it's the nusach of the bracha that's going to be the koveya of the bracha. That's how he understands this Ibai in the Gemara. He uses it to explain a prima god and whatever. We don't have time for all the lumdus right now. That's how he explains this shaila in the Gemara. Okay, let's see Vaita in the Gemara. Now we're at the two dots. Amar Rav Chanan Saba Mishmei de Rav. Kol Shlo Amar Masiyas Shachas Emesamuna Arvis Layatzi Dechavos Shnemer Lagim Bavur Chastechav Emunas Chabal Leilos. That they have to say Emes Viatziv in the morning, Emes Vemuna at night, because in Boker we emphasize Chesed where there's light and there's things are a little clearer, and at night we emphasize Emuna because we require Emuna at night. Things are darker, things are more difficult. V'Amar Rabbi Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei de Rav. Again, another statement of Rabbi Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei de Rav. Hamaspal Kshu Korea Korea. Someone who davens when he bows, you bow down at the baruch. When you get up again, you get up again at the shem Hashem. Amar Shmuel, my time at the Rav. What's the reason for this? Tuchsiv Hashem zokev kufim. Says Hashem zokev kufim. So when you get to Hashem, that's when you stand straight up. That because of my name, you should rest. So doesn't that imply you go down at shem Hashem? No, miksiv bishmi mipnei shmi ksiv. It doesn't say when you say my name. It says mipnei shmi, because of the shem Hashem. V'amar leShmuel l'chiyah barav. He says, come and say something good that your father said over. So said your father. Kshu korea, korea b'baruch, kshu zokef, zokef b'shem. This same teaching of Rabbi Bar Chinna, Saba Mishmei de Rav, so he said over in the name of his father that you're supposed to be bowed down at baruch and get up at the shem. Rav Sheshes ki kara kara ki chizra, ki kazakif zakif ki chivya. When Rav Sheshes would bow down, he would bow down like like a staff. Rashi says, Shevet bi'aladim v'chovto klapimatam basachas. A stick doesn't bend, it just goes straight down. So you go down straight, flat, but when he'd get up, he'd slither up like a snake. It would be a much slower raising of the head and then the back. Throughout the rest of the year, we're Messiah two brachos and Shmona Esrei, Hakel HaKadosh, and Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat, except for Aser Simei Tshuva. Shemispal HaMelech HaKadosh VeHaMelech HaMishpat. During Aser Simei Tshuva, it's HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Rav Elazar Amar, Afilu Amar Hakel HaKadosh Yotza. Even if a person says Hakel HaKadosh during the Aser Simei Tshuva is Yotzei. Shneemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Pamishpat, VaHakel HaKadosh Niktash B'Tzedakah. When is the pasuk referring to when it says that Hashem is raising up in judgment? When is Hashem sitting in judgment? That's during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And yet, how does the pasuk end? V'ka'amar Hakel HaKadosh. And it says Hakel HaKadosh. So we see that even if you don't say HaMelech HaKadosh during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, you should still be Yotzei with Hakel HaKadosh. So may have it, what are we really pasking about that in the end of the day? Can you say Hakel HaKadosh during Aseret Yemei Teshuva and be Yotzei? Some Rav Yosef Hakel HaKadosh U'melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. So Machlokas Amorayim V'Hilchasa Kirabba, and we paskin like Rabba that you have to say a Melech HaKadosh, Melech HaTzedakah Mishpat. Says Tosos Vilchsa Kavase the Rabba, the Tzarech Lachtom a Melech HaKadosh, a Melech HaMishpat, Vim Lo Amar Machzirin Oso. And if you fail to conclude the bracha the proper way, you have to say Shemon Esrei again. V'chein Zachreinu U'michamocha K'sov L'chayim V'sefer Chayim Machzirim Oso Vim Lo Amar. Says Tosos, these are just examples that the Gemara gives of things that you have to say, and if you don't say, we're machzir. And also, all of the additions in Shemona Esrei during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, if you don't say them, you have to say Shemona Esrei again. Because this is the special matbeah shetov v'cham b'brachos dafka during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and therefore you would have to you would not be yotzei yechiyuv if you don't say this particular text. Then at the end he says, "V'rach kasav de'ein machzir noso mikolos and dvarim d'lo pasak b'sefer b'feirush ve'vi raya lidvarav." When that's the way we paskin, that the Rach holds that no, we're not machzir noso anything that doesn't say explicit in the Gemara that we must say. All the other additions from the Gaonim, we're not going to be machzir noso. We're not going to have to repeat Shemona Esrei. That's the way we paskin Shulchan Aruch. Vam Rabbi Aruchin back in the Gemara Sabbath Shmei the Rav. Again, Rabbi Aruchin the Sabbath is I think his third statement in the name of Rav. Kol shev shalol vakish rachim al chaver uvenum. Anyone who has the ability to daven for somebody else and chooses not to is considered a sinner. Right, that statement. Chalili, that I should sin to Hashem and not daven on your behalf. What do you see from there? Not davening on someone else's behalf is considered sinning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a general machlokas, Rambam Ramban, where there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah each and every day. The Ramban holds that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven each and every day. The Rambam holds no. There's only a mitzvah of tefillah be'is Tzara. There's a requirement to daven be'es tzara. Says for Salvejik, what you see from this Gemara is be'es tzara doesn't just mean my personal tzara. That when someone else has a tzara that you are exposed to, that you are aware of, that's also a mechayiv midor raisa to daven. That's why it's considered a chet. It's chatol Hashem. If a person doesn't daven for somebody else, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, is that the es tzara is not only my own personal es tzara, other people's es tzara becomes my es tzara as well. If he's Talmud Chacham, he has to make himself sick over it, over somebody else's problems. My time, so why? If you want to say that we learn this idea that you have to make yourself sick over it from the pasuk, maybe that's only by a melech. No, we have a different pasuk that tells us that you have to get sick over somebody else's tzaras. Vam rabach barchina sab mishmei derav. Again, this is statement number 4 now, from Rab Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei to Rab. Kol osa dvar avera misbayish bo, mochlan al kol avonosav. Anyone who does an avera and is embarrassed by the avera gets a mechilas avonos. Shneemar leman tiskri uboshes v'lo yelcha od piskon peh m'nei klimasla b'kapri lach. So you see that Hashem says, you get a kapara because of the boshes, because you're embarrassed. So that's how we learn. So that if someone is embarrassed by the avera, gets a kapara. Says Gemara, no, Dilma Tzibur Shaini. Now, how do you know that that's a good raya? Maybe that's only when the Tzibur is embarrassed by an avera. How do you know that it's true on an individual level as well? Elamei Hachav, Yomer Shmuel Shaul, Lama Hirgastani Lalososi, when Shaul calls up the spirit of Shmuel to get advice, so Shmuel says to Shaul, why did you annoy me? I'm sitting here in Olam Haba and you had to schlep me out. So Vayomer Shaul, Tzarli Ma'od, Uplishtim Nilchamim Bi. He says, I don't know what to do. The Plishtim are attacking. Vashem Sarmei Alai. And I don't have anywhere to turn anymore. Hashem's not there for me anymore. V'lo Anani. He has an answer. V'lo Anani Od. Gam Bi'ad HaNaviyim. Gam B'Chalomos. I tried everything. I tried Naviyim. I tried Chalomos. V'akra L'chalo D'yeni Ma'esa. So I had to come and reach you because I didn't know what to do. V'ilu Urim V'tum Lo Kamer. But he never said that he tried Urim V'tumim. Mishum Dekatli L'no V'ir HaKohanim. Because Shaul had wiped out an entire city of Kohanim, so he couldn't exactly go to the Urim V'tumim. Uminayin Da'achil Leim in Shemaya. How do we know that he got a mechila from Shemayim for doing that? Meaning he was embarrassed. He didn't want to tell Shmuel about the Urim V'tumim. Why couldn't he tell him about it? Because how could then he's going to have to say what he did to all the Kohanim. And he was embarrassed by that Avera. So that embarrassment got him a kapara. Where do we find that he had a kapara? Because Shmuel tells him, Machar Ato Vanecha Yimi. It doesn't sound like a positive thing that Shmuel tells him. He says, tomorrow, you'll be up here. I'll see you tomorrow. So it sounds like a very bad thing. But the Gemara says, no, he's telling him a good thing. Shmuel's like, I'm in the right place up here. You're going to be b'mechitzasi. You're going to be in the Olam Emes and Olam Abba. Rabbanan Amri Mehachav, Okadam Hashem B'giv HaShol, B'chir Hashem, Yatza Baskel, V'amra B'chir Hashem. That a Baskel came out and declared Shaul to be the B'chir Hashem. It's very fascinating. If you look into Tehillim, David HaMelech talks about Novira Kohanim in Tehillim. What chapter of Tehillim is it? Tehillim chapter Nun Beis. Now, according to what we learned the other day, it should really be Nun Aleph, I guess, so it doesn't work out as well. But Nun Beis, Nov, it's a good way to remember which capital in Tehillim is about Nov Yira Kohanim. But Rav Soloveitchik just points out over here as well, what's the din of Busha when a person doesn't have Averus? So he says there's Tzvei Dinim in Busha, there's Tzvei Dinim in Charata. Two different reasons that a person might regret having done something. Sometimes you have Charata because you saw what your action led to. You saw where you ended up because of the action. So you don't really regret the action. You regret doing it because you don't like what it led to. But sometimes you actually don't like the action itself. You realize afterwards that the action itself was problematic. And that's where Busha comes in. Busha is when you realize that it's not just that you don't like how it turned out, but that you're embarrassed by the very fact that you did the action. We have a parallel in Hilchos Nedarim. Sometimes you have a neder that's hutar al yidei Pesach. The heter is chal midin ta'us. That was a mistake. And sometimes hutar midin charata. Special din of charata. What's the difference between Pesach and charata? When a chacham is matir by Pesach, you're not mischarit on the neder itself. You just don't like how it turned out. And had you known that it would turn out this way, you wouldn't have gone down this road. But when it's charata, the definition of charata is that you mischarit on the actual maisa. So that's two dinim in tshuva as well. There's one level of tshuva where you don't like where the avera led you, but then the higher level of tshuva is where you actually recognize that the avera was problematic as well. They wanted to put Parshas Balak in Kriyashma as well. Why didn't they put it in Kriyashma? Because it was a tirchat tzibur, my taima. Why did they want to put it in Kriyashma in the first place? If it's because it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, there are lots of parshios that mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's because it says that pasuk which sounds a lot like Meshachcha of Kumecha. So then just say that pasuk and don't say the whole parsha. No, Gemiri called parsha the pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinan, lo pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu lo Paskinan. We know we're not allowed to just take a single pasuk out of a parsha. You got to say the whole parsha or none of it. Parsha sits in a makavua. So good. Now we know they weren't kaveh parshas bala because of the tirchut tzibura. Why were they kaveh parshas tzitzis? I'm Ravi Debar Chavim neshiyesh b'chamisha dvarim. There are five elements of parshas tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis tzitzis mitzrayim all mitzvos das minim hira aver v'hira avodazara. So three of them are explicit. All mitzvahs d'chsev arisim osos chartim is called mitzvahs Hashem. Tzitzis d'chsev vasalem tzitzis. Yitzias mitzvahim d'chsev asher tzesi. El das minim hira aver v'hira avodazara minolim. Where do we find those other themes in the third parasha of Kriyashma? D'tanya achre levavchem zu minus. V'cheinu amar imru novel b'libo ein elukim. Achre einechem ze say hu ravera. When you say achrei nechem, that refers to your avera. Shnemar v'yom rishim shon alaviv osa kachli ki yishari hi yishara be'enai. That when he describes the plishti women, he says yishara be'enai. So achrei nechem is here ravera. Atem zonim zeh here ravodazara. Atem zonim is referenced here ravodazara. V'cheinu omer v'yiznu achrei haba'alim. So therefore, you see that all of these themes appear in that third parsha. What we say is the third parsha, and that's why we have a yomer as the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. So I'm looking up at the Mishnah tomorrow.